My question was, you know, around the Rockford paper today, but you know, the area where I live at, you know, the, talking a little bit about homosexuality in the church.
Yes.
What, you know, my question is, in light of what the Bible has to say, which it does not say very nice things about that. What
correct.
What should be the church's stance on, when it comes to like ordaining or putting into church office?
Well, I believe I wouldn't even take it that far, Mike. I think the Bible is extremely clear. For instance, Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with mankind as you're supposed to lie with womankind, both of them have committed an abomination. This is one of the strongest words. And God says that they were to be put to death. Now, that, of course, is under a theocracy. When you know, the Lord led, and when they broke the religious laws under a religious government, they were to be killed. I would not recommend that under a democracy, because we don't operate that way under this government. But you're asking about the church. How should the church react? Well,
right.
First of all, I don't think if a person is struggling with gay tendencies, I think that they can gain the victory the same way a heterosexual must control their sexual urges. They can live a godly, pure Christian life and still be tempted. It's not a sin to be tempted. But if they're practicing a gay lifestyle, then they should not only not be ordained to Christian office, they should not be voted into membership.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a man is living with a woman he's not married to, should they welcome those people into membership until they get that straight?
Okay.
And if a heterosexual is not to be baptized while they're living an immoral life, then neither should a homosexual that's practicing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, you know, that's pretty much where I was standing at also. I mean, you know, because when I was reading the article, my only thought was, well, as far as, you know, because they were talking about, worshiping and all that, I thought, well, as far as worshiping goes, they have the right to worship where they want to.
Yeah, well, everybody can worship God. And, at our church, Pastor Dick and I, Pastor, we'll welcome everybody through the doors. We will welcome not only people who might be tempted with the gay lifestyle, we'll welcome people who are practicing to come and to hear the word of God. Whosoever will can come in to hear the word. That's assuming they're not going to disrupt the service.
Right.
I mean, we practice open churches. We want people to find the truth. But as far as being a member, when someone is voted into membership or any office, if they're, living in open sin like that, then the Bible forbids that very clearly. I mean, Paul even tells us that a man that was sleeping with his father's mother should be excommunicated. Right? 1 Corinthians.
Right.
So we have a book on that if you want more information, or for anybody else. Gary Gibbs wrote a great book. It's a very, it's a controversial book, but I think it's a biblical approach, and it's called Return to Sodom. And it talks about how the views have been changed in society on something that is clearly defined in the Bible as a perversion.
Mike, if you'd like a copy of that, you can call our resource operators, and they'll send it out to you. It's called Return to Sodom, and as Doug said, it's an excellent resource.